And live from Cedar Rapids, Jefferson, we get ready for the boys portion of our girl-boy basketball doubleheader tonight, as the girls' game was a dandy, 76-70, the win for Cedar Rapids, Washington. And we get ready for the Jayhawks and the Warriors, and the first of their two meetings this year here in the Mississippi Valley Conference. SkyU National alongside Coach Phil Dunn, and this one should be a lot like the first game, up and down, and my gosh, you can find a game in the state of Iowa with more athletes, Phil, than we have on this one tonight. Good luck.
Yeah, this is going to be a fun game to watch, Scott, Harry. Both these teams are going to take a lot of pride in trying to get the victory. You know, you got the inner-city ball game going on here between Washington Jeff, and I know Mr. Gettle's listening out there. He's probably got all kinds of statistics as to how these games have gone through the years. But the one important one I want to talk about a little bit here, Scott, Coach Horman told me, he said that Wash has won five straight against Jefferson. And he said Jefferson boys are on a 23-game MVC losing streak. And he said we'd like to try and get that taken care of tonight.
Yeah, 23 in a row that they have lost. Last win was in the last game of the 2014 season when Jefferson knocked off Cedar Falls. They went through all of last year. They were 1-20 in the regular season, ended up 1-21. The only win was a non-conference game against Maquoketa. And the Jayhawks come into this one 0-7 in the league. But that really doesn't say it all. Jefferson has had some pretty good goes of it. Lost by 3 at Cedar Falls. Lost by 1 last Friday night against Cedar Rapids Kennedy. Played Xavier very, very tough. And then on Tuesday night got a terrific non-conference win against a good Davenport Central Blue Devil team. That's one of the top teams in the Mississippi Athletic Conference. They won that one by 10 at 69-59. So you got to think the confidence level is pretty high for the homestanding Jayhawks.
It is. And Coach Horman was telling me that he said, you know, little by little they've been getting better, and they've been pushing the envelope, so to speak. He said, as a comparison, he said last year their average loss of margin was 18.5 points. He said right now it's 1.5 points, their average margin of loss. So, and that throws in there, you throw in Iowa City West, who got them pretty good right after Christmas. They've been extremely competitive. Four of their losses have been by a combined seven points in four of those losses. So they have been right there knocking on the door. They're just ready to open it up now.
And for Cedar Rapids, Washington, the Warriors come in 5-6. They are 2-5 in the conference. Jefferson 4-9 and 0-7. For Washington, they're the Dow Jones team of the Metro so far this year. When the Warriors have looked good, they've looked real good. And when they have not looked so good, things have not gone real well. But Wash coming off a win up at Epworth against Western Dubuque in a non-conference game on Saturday. So they've had 6 days to get ready for this one. They didn't play on Tuesday, but prior to that, a couple losses. One against Waterloo West, and then the game we had against Prairie last Friday evening. So we'll see what Wash team shows up tonight.
Yeah, he had talked about Coach Decker being a little bit of a Jekyll and Hyde team he's got going on right now. Some of it is the shooting. You know, they go through some really bad stretches shooting the basketball. There's times where, you know, they struggle in the lane, they struggle beyond the three-point line, everywhere on the floor. And then the other part of it he's very frustrated with is their rebounding, which you would think is going to be one of their strengths. But he said, as a team, they give up way too many offensive rebounds on the defensive end of the floor. So he said that is something we got to be getting after tonight, and that's something we can control. Not necessarily control the shooting aspect, but we can control our effort and get into the glass.
Offensive rebounding has not been anything like the problem for Washington. They have been one of the state's best, averaging almost 16 offensive rebounds per game. Just capitalizing on those offensive rebounds has been a problem.
It has. You know, when they get to Lavici Williams inside, Dallas Hobbs inside, Lavici Williams will be one of the best offensive rebounders you've seen in high school basketball. He goes after it hard. But it's finishing once he gets to it, and it's just kind of, you know, you wonder at this point, Scott, if some of it is a mental aspect, too, at this time, too, a mental block, where you just got to have one of those breakthrough games.
Going to be a good matchup inside for Jefferson. You've got Adam Van Oort in there at 6'5". You mentioned LaVici Williams in there at 6'5". And they're both dynamite by the basket. LaVici averaging a double-double on the year, almost 11 rebounds to go with his 15.5 points per game. This thing will probably come down to the guards. You got Hunter Strait, really good sophomore assist guy for Cedar Rapids, Washington, going up against another junior, Roshan Webb of Jefferson. You got Kane Kramer in there as who can light it up. And then for Keon Wills for Cedar Rapids, Washington, who has picked up his scoring to about 12.2 points per game.
Yeah, so those guys are going to have to contribute out there and control the basketball, eliminate some of the turnovers that have been plaguing both teams. Untimely turnovers at times, too. And both teams are going to be a little short in the bench area, Scott. Jefferson is going to be out. Trayton McCauley tonight, he suffered a concussion, actually, last night in their basketball game, or excuse me, in their practice. And he was one of the kids that got minutes off the bench, so they're a little shorter there. And Wash is going to be without Donovan Beard tonight, too, as one of their bench players.
High school basketball is brought to you and presented by First Federal Credit Union here tonight. And you can check them out at firstfedcu.com as we get ready for our starting lineups here. They're presented by Skogman Carlson Insurance at 3700 First Avenue in Cedar Rapids. For the visiting Washington Warriors, they come in 5-6 overall, 2-5 in the Mississippi Valley Conference. Washington, their three-guard lineup looks like this. It'll be at one guard, number 23, Ian Thomas, 5'9 and a junior at 6.4 points per game for the all-district linebacker. Also at a guard, it'll be number 5, Hunter Strait, the 6-foot sophomore. And he averages 11.3 points per contest, 3 rebounds, about 3.5 assists, and just over 2 steals a game. Also to guard, it'll be number 3, Keon Wills, 6'1 and a senior, 12.2 points per game, leading 3-point shooter for Washington with 17 on the year at 30%. And up front for the Warriors at a forward, it'll be number 22, Dallas Hobbs. Hobbs, the 6'6 senior, averaging 4.5 points and just under 5 rebounds a game. And at center, number 32, LaVici Williams at 6'5 and a senior, averaging a double-double, 15.5 points, 10.7 boards a game. The head coach for the Washington Warriors in his first year is Justin Decker, assisted by Dan Ryan. And now the starting lineups for the Jayhawks of Cedar Rapids, Jefferson, 4-9 of the year and 0-7. In the MVC. For the Jayhawks at a forward, it'll be number 5, Valentino Green, the all-district linebacker in his own right, 6'2 and a senior. Green at 5.2 a game. Also up front, number 33, Dennis McKinney, the 6'4 senior, leading scorer at 10.5 points and leading rebounder just under 6 a game. The center will be number 22, Adam Van Oort, the 6'5 senior at 9.8 points and just under 4.5 boards a game. And the guards will be number 1, Roshan Webb, 6'1 and a junior, 8.6 a game. And Kane Kramer, number 10, the 6'3 junior, averaging 7.1 points and the leading 3-point shooter with 20 makes on the year for the Jayhawks. They are coached by Brandon Horriman in his second year, assisted by Matt Jenkins and by Will Norton. And our officials tonight led by the local Cedar Rapidian, Scott Bain. Washington, they're traveling red with the white and blue trim, and the Jefferson Jayhawks in their white with the Columbia blue and navy blue trim. Good crowd. Good first game, and what do you expect in this one?
Well, both teams are going to be looking to execute offensively better than they have, because both of them have moments where that offensive execution hurts them. And when you're in an inner-city ball game and a game that's projected to be close, you can't have moments like that. You want to really limit them down. Washington's size on the interior, if they can utilize that with Hobbs and LaVici Williams, you know, that Jefferson's got length, but as far as like the bulk and the size to go along with it, Wash has an advantage if they want to get it inside and take advantage of it. And then lastly, I think that both of the basketball teams are going to have to do a job rebounding, because Wash gets to the offensive glass and Jeff wants to get those second chance opportunities on their end as well.
Should be a good one tonight. Glad you're with us here on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM, KGYM, Cedar Rapids. Scott Unash, Phil Dunn. High school basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union here tonight. Check them out at firstfedcu.com. It'll be Williams and Van Ork to tip it up. As the Warriors in their red, Jefferson in their white. Tip control by Washington, and we are underway here in the back half of this girl-boy doubleheader. Man-to-man defense as the Warriors go to the bucket to our right. Thomas picked up by Kane Kramer. It'll be McKinney on Williams. That's a very interesting matchup. Straight will be guarded by Van Ort. Wills coming off the screen, pops for three, no, and McKinney with the first rebound of the night for Cedar Rapids Jefferson. Jayhawks going to the bucket to our left. Van Ort, double team, slapped away, stolen. Three on one. Wills, bounce pass. Thomas trying to get it back to Wills out of bounds, and it will stay with the Warrior.
Again, Wills made a great play on the defensive end, anticipating where that pass was going. Not able to convert because of the Jefferson hustle back on transition defense.
Warrior inbound. Wills off the clear out. Goes one on one, drives in, and they're going to get an offensive foul on Wills.
That left hand out there, he got wrapped it around Roshan Webb, who's trying to match up with him on the baseline out of bounds play.
Little Eddie Horton hook there.
Yeah, it was. Now Coach Decker told me before the ball game, he said, we're going to try and press a little bit more in this ball game. So we'll see early, just a little token man-to-man matchup so far.
Roshan Webb, high dribble, lost it, picks it back up. Strutter dribble coming left with it, uses a high ball screen. Circles it back and gets it to Kane Kramer. Couple jab steps, straight comes out on him. High catch made by McKinney with Hobbs on him, and Van Ork traveled with it in the corner.
And that was a matchup, LaVici Williams guarding him on the perimeter that time.
And it will be Washington to inbound. No score here as we're 58 seconds into it.
Hunter Strait going to be the inbound, or excuse me, be the trigger man on the offense.
And he'll walk it up. Interesting, Jefferson's got Van Ork on Strait.
We're probably going to see some zone out of Jeff, too, at some point in time in this ball game.
Drive and a kick out. Beachy Williams driving right of the lane. Jump stop into the lane. Turn around, forced up there, left it short, an air ball. And here comes Roshan Webb for the Jayhawks. Webb coast to coast all the way and gets it off the glass for two. Went right around straight.
And he avoided the contact out there, Scott. There's two Washington defenders out there, and he just slithered his way through them.
Jayhawks up 2-0. As they break the ice here this evening. Thomas double teamed up top. McKinney with a little bit of a bump, got rid of it over to Wills. Standing left hand, uses the Hobbs screen. They trap him out front, and the whip pass thrown out of bounds.
They're coming off the ball screen up top. They're doubling up on it. They're hedging hard, and they're making those guards make plays out of that double team.
Jefferson trying to snap a 23-game conference losing streak. Webb crosses center stripe, gets it to Van Ork. Thought about the pull-up jumper, cut off by Williams. Now Webb in the far corner, and he'll bring it back out top, and Jefferson will reset. Now Williams goes one-on-one, off the glass with the left hand. No, McKinney, the rebound and the putback.
Dennis McKinney in there, right in the middle of the lane, just going up over the top of the bigger Washington defenders.
Just a pure athlete in there. At 6'4 for McKinney, and it's 3-0 Jayhawks. High screen and roll underneath the Hobbs. He lost the handle, picked up by Jefferson. Two on one. Webb underneath the Van Ort, layup good.
Transition offense created by the defensive turnover.
Timeout Warriors as Jefferson is off to a 6-0 lead.
Coach Decker talking to the guys, trying to get them focused here and what he needs out of them on the offensive end, because it's the turnovers offensively that's letting Jeff get out and get some easy points.
Head starting to hang a little bit in the Washington huddle.
And it's early. You know, there's a lot of time left in this ball game. 5:25 left in the first period.
6-0 in favor of the Jayhawks. Lindmar and Wallert playing tonight. It's the Wallert inside game against the Lindmar outside game, and it's 32-31 Lindmar right now. halfway through the second quarter.
A lot of future Hawkeyes in matchups around, seems like it, in there.
And we'll see one tomorrow afternoon.
Well, that'll be a fun one, Scott.
Joe Wieskamp of Muscatine coming up to take on Xavier. Here's the half-court trapping pressure. Thomas got it to Hobbs, right free throw line. Now Wills guarded by Webb. Hunter straight directing traffic with Kane Kramer on him. Thought Jefferson was on, but they got back to the man.
And their man is pretty good, Scott. So far in this ball game, they're pretty fundamental, sound, good ball pressure.
Straight.
Contain the dribble.
On the drive, cut off left free throw line, and he threw it away.
A miscommunication between Straight and Dallas Hobbs in the post. Nothing there.
That is already four Warrior turnovers.
And half-court man-to-man by the Warriors.
Royshawn Webb, Jefferson with a 6-0 lead. Holds it for Valentino Green on the far sideline. Van Ort pops up top. Wide open three-pointer. Missed it. Rebound back tap. Jayhawks get it. McKinney kept it alive. Van Ort, pull-up jumper from 12. That's an air ball. Another McKinney rebound. Back to Webb for three. In and out, no. And finally, Hunter straight away with it. Up the far boards. Three-on-two break. Leaves it for Wills. Double pumper, and he was fouled by Valentino Green.
One of the few transition opportunities Wash had in the early part of this ball game. Keon Wills, we've seen this before in ball games, Scott. He gets to the free throw line early when he forces the action.
6'1 senior looking for the first Warrior point. As right now Washington down 6-0 here with 4:22 to play in the opening quarter. Wills takes his time, put it up and missed it. 71% as James Brown Jr. comes in for Jefferson, a 6-foot senior, and he missed the Central game on Tuesday night.
It's nice to get him back, Scott. Going to give Valentino Green a blow right now.
6-foot senior. One more for Keon Wills. Benzanese puts it up and got the roll. And the Warriors finally on the board. A little pressure.
1-2-2, three-quarter court. Hunter straight at the point.
Van Ort up ahead to Kane Kramer. Gets into the offensive zone for Jefferson. And the Jayhawks attacking. They get it to McKinney. Turns free throw line. Double team. Kick out. Van Ort. Open three. Back heel. No. And Williams high to get it. And then a reach foul on Kane Kramer.
Yeah. Vici Williams had it there. And then Kramer came from behind.
That was close.
And Kramer didn't think he fouled him. But they're walking the other way.
Kramer name and long synonymous with Jefferson boys basketball. Of course, Kai played here for many years.
Caused a lot of teams, opposing teams, fits.
Playing with Mr. Utah. Inside Williams and got loose for the leaner for two.
A little quick hitter down there. A little set play to get him open along the baseline.
Three in a row, 6-3, and the Warriors' pressure pays off. They get a steal. Third Jefferson turnover. Wills. Then threw it away. Brown with the steal on the other end and got the layup with the left hand.
Good anticipation on his part, and then he was able to convert with the layup.
James Brown Jr. makes it 8-3 Jefferson. Hook pass left of the lane. Hobbs posting up. Little hook is good with the right hand for Dallas Hobbs.
He can do some damage in the interior, Scott. If he gets it on the block and you allow him to turn, he's going to be hard to stop.
8-5 as the pace picks up a little bit. Trap at the far side. Kramer at the hash mark. Gets it to Brown. Adderoy, Sean Webb. 3:05 to play in the first. Van Ort drops it inside to McKinney. Nice spin move. Shot rejected by Hobzo. Warriors 2-on-2 the other way. Thomas and drives in and drew the foul on William. Or on Webb, I beg your pardon.
Yeah, and Ian Thomas understanding Webb was on his heels going back. If he draws the contact, he's going to get the call and it's going to give him two free throws.
So Ian Thomas to the line for Washington.
Dallas Hobbs with a nice defensive play down here coming, giving help, getting that block shot, which led to the runout.
Free throw good for Thomas. Averaging 6.5 a game, a 75% foul shooter. As 5'10 senior Grant Wiederen will come in now to the Jayhawk lineup. His first appearance. Free throw number two curls out, and Van Ort high to get the rebound. Going to be fun to watch it inside. McKinney on the quick pass inside. Shot blocked, got it back, blocked again out of bounds, and it'll stay with Jefferson.
And working hard in there, Van Ort, not giving up on the play.
And Brown to inbound for the Jayhawks. Up by two as they work the perimeter in front court. Van Ort goes crossover, drives left of the lane, bounces it back to Brown. High lob pass and a high catch by Kramer. Turns on straight, doubled by Wills. Pass tipped away, stolen. Straight leading the two-on-one. All the way in, layup no. Tip dunk no, but before that a foul.
Now Vici Williams with the steal up top defensively, anticipating that reversal pass out of that offense and pays off for him.
Kane Kramer picks up his second foul.
I wonder now if you're Coach Horman, you got give him a blow probably.
Yeah, it's a free throw up and in for Hunter Strait. A 78% foul shooter for the 6-foot sophomore. As Thomas comes out and Hobbs come out for Washington, Malik Jackson will come in, 5'11 junior. And Austin Bennett, 6'3 senior, free throw no good, and they crash the boards and the rebound to McKinney. Jayhawks with a one-point lead.
Physical game out there.
Yeah, it is. They're letting it play, and a travel on McKinney as he was tied up by Bennett. Each team with five turnovers here early.
And that's both teams' coaches before the ball game, Scott, talked about trying to keep that number down because that's what kind of what came back and haunted them at different times this year.
As Valentino Green will get ready to come back in for Jefferson. Far side hash mark. They double straight. McKinney coming out on him. Gets it over to Williams. Puts it on the floor. Goes crossover. Now drives against the double team. Back to straight. Fakes. Drives in. Stops. Pops for 15 and all net.
And what do we have now? Oh, we're going to have a warning, I believe.
Going to be a warning on Washington for touching the ball after it went through the net.
Yep. That impedes Jefferson's ability to get the ball out and go in transition.
This is the first lead now, and Wash on a 9-2 run after Jefferson went out 6-0.
Game of streaks so far.
Royshawn Webb back in to run point for Jefferson.
And when Washington went to the zone, that kind of switched things around for the Warriors and made it a little bit more difficult for Jefferson to get things going offensively.
Yep, 1-2-2 zone right now with Hunter straight out front. Wiedern goes crossover, drives left free throw line. Plays catch with Webb with a minute 35 to play here in the first quarter. Webb to the corner. Brown puts it on the floor against Keon Wills. Jefferson being patient here. They get it to McKinney. Down to Green on the left baseline. With a minute 20 to play. McKinney turns on Bennett. Gets over to Webb. Webb on the drive. Drop off pass down on the right block. Turnaround shot good on the spin move by Dennis McKinney.
And using his body well to shield that basket.
Straight on the other end. Beat everybody back but had a block from behind on the layup attempt. McKinney got it. Here comes Jefferson. Up ahead to Brown. Little teardrop floater good.
That is a tough shot, Scotty. All your momentum's taking you into the basket. And beautiful touch to get that to go.
12-9 lead as Hunter Strait almost had his pocket picked there by Wiedering. 43 seconds. Double teamed. Angled left with it. Leaves it for Wills outside the arc. Goes one-on-one. Drives into the lane. Double pump. Blocked from behind by Brown. Brown the other way. One-on-one. Hang shoots and scores.
Athletic play by Brown that time. Getting the block. Coming from behind. Leads to the easy two for him.
And back to a Jefferson 6-0 run as Wash will go for the last shot of the quarter. 14-9 with 15 seconds to play. Straight, 12 seconds at the right point. Wiedering comes out, picks him up, gets a 5-second count, double team. Straight circles left, pass stolen away by Brown again. 3 seconds, Brown all the way in, blocked from behind by Straight. And it will stay with the Jayhawks with 1.9 to go.
1-9, you got time, you can catch, get a shot off. Can't do much more than that, though. Maybe one bounce at the most.
Van Ort back in at 6'5", and McKinney back in at 6'4". They'll try to lob it. They lob it out front, ball tipped away, gets Van Ort, and he had it blocked. And that's the end of the first quarter of play. After one, Cedar Rapids Jefferson 14, Cedar Rapids Washington 9. We'll come back with the second quarter. After this minute break, you're listening to High School Basketball from KGYM.
The techie word for information. Your kids' social security numbers, employees' health information, or customers' tax ID numbers. One little computer virus, an innocently mishandled email, or ill-intentioned hacker could mean big trouble and costs. Skogman Carlson Insurance is ready to protect you with their cyber liability coverage. You have a person who will explain how their cyber liability coverage can help you if there's ever a data breach. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person, a real one. Meet yours at youhaveaperson.com.
Are you looking for a fun, fulfilling work atmosphere with opportunities to grow? IMON Communications is currently seeking qualified candidates like you. IMON offers competitive pay and benefits, as well as opportunities for professional development. IMON employees share a passion for creating connections, one person at a time. By joining IMON, you'll have the opportunity to make a positive impact with your fellow coworkers and in your community. If you're ready to make a change and join a gratifying work environment, visit imon.net/careers today to view their open positions.
We'll get you scores coming up at halftime as we're ready for the second quarter. No lack of intensity out here, Phil. It's Wash Jeff.
Yeah, a lot of pride on the line for both these ball clubs.
It's East Side versus the West Side. Webb with the basketball. Standing dribble. Picked up by Thomas. Comes left with it. Takes a free throw line. Leads it for James Brown. We'll set the lineups as we start the second quarter, and we got a hold underneath. I think on LaVici Williams.
Van Orn trying to move away from the basketball that time. They said he was impeding his movement.
Brown, McKinney, Van Orn, Webb, and Green in there for Jefferson. As Brown lobs it out to the center circle, and Webb will set it up. Wash back to the man-to-man here. Yes, they are man-to-man. Van Orn goes crossover, drives into the lane, puts up the runner, and got it off the glass for two.
Going in tall timber that time. Defensively, Scott, he was able to use the board well to get it. Good shot.
16-9 and an 8-0 run by the Jayhawks.
The Jayhawks in the man-to-man.
Street, Williams, Wills, Hobbs, and Thomas. So the starting five for Justin Decker. Here's Wills. Directing traffic at the far hash mark. Webb on him. Cross court to Thomas. They drop it inside to Hobbs, posting up. Leaner off the glass. Missed everything, and it's out of bounds. Going to stay with the Warriors.
Well, they got the ball deep in that time to Hobbs, but he was a little too low on the baseline. Lucky they got a break getting the ball back on the other side.
Thomas to inbound, left of the glass looking in. Hobbs looking back door. Instead, keeps it himself. Takes a tap of the key. Picked up by McKinney. And they are letting him play here tonight. Straight picked up by Van Orn. Thomas drops it inside to Hobbs. Posting up. Goes up strong and drew the foul.
The weak side coming across. I believe it was McKinney probably that's going to be guilty of that one.
First on Dennis McKinney. Team foul number five. And that'll send Dallas Hobbs to the free throw line.
And if you're Wash, that's good offense, at least to me, if you get the ball into him and he's either going to get it up off the glass or he's going to draw the foul most of the time.
Hobbs hits the first free throw. High school basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union tonight.
Into the first period, Waterloo West 16, Cedar Rapids Prairie 12 in boys play, Scott.
Is that at Waterloo?
Yep, and Marion boys up 19-14 at the half against Williamsburg.
And a nice press break, and McKinney gets the layup from the right block for Jefferson. And it's 18-11 Jayhawks. 6:29 to play here in the opening half. Cross-court pass stolen away by McKinney. Kept it alive with the behind-the-back dribble and finishes with the right-hand layup.
And that is just an entry pass into their offense. That's probably the third time that's happened here tonight, Scott, where they just made that entry pass and it's led to a turnover the other way.
A lot of lazy passes right now by Washington.
Yeah, and it's a 9-point deficit, and Coach Decker trying to regroup him again here. See if he changes up his defense. Last time he called that timeout early in the ball game, he went to the zone, and it really slowed the Jayhawks down. But some of the problem right now is on the offensive end and those turnovers. You got to get rid of those.
Jefferson's really overplaying the passing lanes right now. And
Jefferson is playing with confidence. You can tell out there, both ends of the floor, defensively especially, they're not backing down. They're getting up after it. They're solid defensively. They pressure the basketball. They give good help.
20-11 Jayhawks with 6:15 to play here in the opening half. Warriors will keep that five in there, the starting five. Thomas Hobbs, Williams, Strait, and Wills. Keon Wills between the circles up top. Leaves it for Williams. He's double-teamed, and the pass tipped out of bounds. Jefferson's also doubling now.
Coach Orman said it's something that they've started adding recently into their defense, that doubling up a little bit, trying to trap at selective times out of their man-to-man.
6 minutes to play here in the opening half. Jayhawk man-to-man. Now they'll trap. Wills dribbles out of it. Standing right-hand dribble. Near side hash mark. Good. Crossover. Drives in. Double pump spinner. No good, but fouled. I think they're going to get Valentino Green on his second.
And that's Keon Wills, who created that again. Going to get to the free throw line.
And Zach Larson, the 6'5 senior, going to get set to come in for the Jayhawks.
He's been a good story for Coach Orman, too. Coach Orman said that he's a senior that has really worked hard to earn a chance to play a few minutes here in the varsity game, and he said he's the kind of kid he's pulling for, that he can get out there and make a contribution.
20-12 as Wills hits the first free throw. Keon now at two. He's 2 out of 3 from the line. Puts it up and rattled it in. 3 out of 4, 20-13. A little pressure, a little diamond and one, like the girls do. Throw over the top, Van Ort. Skip pass, caught by Larson. Looking inside, instead goes up top to Webb. And back to the zone now for Washington.
Jefferson's going to throw some skip passes.
Brown's pass tipped out of bounds, going to stay with the Jayhawks.
Jefferson just looks different, don't they, when they're going against the zone. They look a little more tentative.
Jayhawks up by 7 here in this low-scoring affair. Marshawn Webb gets the inbounds pass. A 2-3 zone for Washington. Van Ort, left free throw line. McKinney reverses over to Webb in the corner. Wills comes out on him.
You work on that. Get somebody in the high post if you're the Jayhawks.
Van Ort inside, double team, drops it off inside. McKinney, reverse layup, good.
He just split through two defenders that time. That was an impressive play by Mr. McKinney.
And already it is average, 22-13. Crossover dribble, Williams flies in out of control, off the glass with a no, and then Hobbs was tied up. On the shot attempt, going to stay with the Warriors, though.
Dallas Hobbs going after that missed shot up there. Different out-of-bounds set right now. Well, there was confusion. That was the problem. Washington thought they were going to be on defense.
Here's Thomas. Off the inbounds, gets to the Williams. Drives in, double-teamed, and got bumped. Good, hard, strong take to the basket by Lavici Williams.
He comes out of there limping a little bit. I don't know if he knocked knees with somebody or turned an ankle.
Now Jefferson's getting into some foul difficulty. That is their 17th foul, and Valentino Green with 2, Dennis McKinney with 2, and Kane Kramer with 2. And Kramer is forced to come back in.
4:52 left here. Coach Gorman's got to be talking to his kids about, especially Mr. Kramer now out there with 2. You got to play smart, the defensive end.
Lavici Williams on the line, 1-1. Can't get it to go. They're going to say a non-shooting foul there. And the offensive rebound went to Washington, and we're going to have a reach foul on the Jayhawks and Brown.
Ian Thomas there with the offensive rebound, one of those smaller guys on the floor chasing down that missed free throw.
So they go right back to the free throw line for the one and bonus. Free throw, good, right through. He'll get one more. 2 points both on the line for Ian Thomas.
Officials talking to Lavici Williams, it looks like, about something that must be going on out there between he and Mr. Larson.
Second free throw, no good, and Williams got the offensive board, goes up strong, no, tipped around, and Kane Kramer away with it for the Jayhawks. Webb, crossover dribble, drives in, off-balance floater, good, it'll count the foul. Just threw it up, in the middle of the lane when he got the contact and drew the foul on Hobbs.
And then he got that kind bounce at the end for the chance for the three-point play.
Royshawn Webb with a chance here for the three-point opportunity. He's got four on the evening. Make it five for the left-hander.
Jeff going to fall back in there, man-to-man. You wonder maybe if Jeff would play a little zone with some of that foul trouble, see if they could cover that up a little bit.
25-14, hand back to straight. Circles outside the arch, goes behind the back with it, lost it out of bounds.
Dribbled it off his foot over there, right in front of the Jefferson bench. Or excuse me, the Jefferson student section.
Turnover number 8 against Washington. 25-14, double-digit lead. Webb in the power dribble, leaves it for Brown. Circles in the lane, doubled. Out top to Larson, open three, and he got it.
Yeah, nice assist by Brown, finding the open shooter there at top of the key.
First triple of the year for Zach Larson, and Jefferson has doubled up the score. It's 28-14. There's Wills. He'll yo-yo it back at the left point. Goes one-on-one with Webb. Couple crossovers on the drive, splits a double team, and was fouled on the hand check.
Well, they said he got a hand down on him too much as he was going, Keon Wills going to the basket.
And now Webb has two. One and one, and Wiederin will come in for Webb. So four Jayhawk starters have two fouls apiece.
They're trying to be smart about it there. That right now, the only one that's out there playing with two is Mr. Kramer, Kane Kramer.
So Wills with the one and bonus. Warriors need it. Free throw on the way and right through. And he'll have one more. Don't forget, tomorrow, more high school basketball. I don't know if I told everyone else. I don't know if I told you they pushed the start back. Did I tell you that?
Till 3:30?
Yes.
Is that right? Yep.
Okay. Muscatine and Xavier, and that'll be on 107.5 FM tomorrow. Free throw number 2 is no good. Out of bounds. Off the hands of Hobbs, and it will be Jayhawks ball. We also got Solon and Regina in a doubleheader tomorrow on 106.3 FM. Noah Dawson makes his first appearance, 6'3 senior for the Warriors. As Jefferson will face the pressure. LaVici Williams face guarding, and the pass nearly stolen by Wills.
Inbound that basketball in that deep corner, and then he tried to make a long cross-court pass. That's a recipe for a turnover, and Jefferson got a break there.
Van Ort looking, still looking, finally gets it into Kramer. Tries to split a double team, and he had it stolen away. Wills back to straight. Pull-up jumper from 15, too strong, and Van Ort one-hands the board.
And immediately Wash doubling up on the basketball.
And with LaVici Williams out there, and we got a timeout. Brandon Horman's going to call a timeout here.
Coach Horman talking to his troops out there about what they need to do against the pressure.
It'll be a 30-second timeout here. They're getting that pass. LaVici Williams face guarding that inbound pass, and then the corner. Boy, that's tough.
You can't see. It's hard to see. LaVici Williams is so big, long arms out there. Makes it very, very difficult when he's flailing his arms around to get a clear passing lane where you can throw the basketball to.
Other games tonight in the MVC. We'll get these scores at halftime. Dubuque Wallard at Linmar tonight in the Biggie. Cedar Falls is at Kennedy tonight. Dubuque Hempstead is at City High. You're hearing that one on 106.3 FM. Xavier's at Waterloo East, Prairie's at Waterloo West, and Iowa City West is at Dubuque Senior. And City High is just mauling Hempstead at halftime in girls' play. Up ahead to Kramer, off the inbound, three, no good on the line driver. Rebound Dawson, up ahead to Williams, flies in, off bounds, spinning layup, no, contact play on. Here comes Jefferson the other way. Wiederin, back to Kramer, almost lost it, but Van Ort gets it. Hook pass over to Larson with 3:09 to play. 28-15 Jefferson. They've controlled this thing from about the start of the second quarter on. Brown with the drive right of the lane. Off balance, no good. Tries to follow his own shot. Wills with the rebound for Washington. Behind the back a couple times, and then Brown, an ill-advised little nickel and dimer out front.
Wills has got a step on him, and then he tries to come from behind, pop the ball loose. He raked him across the arm.
Five different players with two fouls apiece for the Jayhawks, and Zachariah Szabo will come in.
Jayhawks going deep into that bench.
Here's Wills at the line again for Washington. Puts it up and got it.
He's been their one offensive threat in this ball game is him getting to the free throw line.
He's got 5 points all from the free throw line. One more coming up. And this one, front iron and good. Here's the pressure. 28-17, 11-point deficit. Into the corner to Wiedren. Ball fake, going sideline, and a reach foul call on the Warriors.
They're trying to get up on it. It's only the fourth team foul, though, so Jefferson's going to have to inbound again.
Thomas commits his first, fourth on Washington. And Jefferson to inbound. This crosstown battle here, Wash and Jeff. Warriors won five in a row in this series. Couple jab steps, Van Ort. Leaves it for Szabo in the corner. He'll circle right, leaves it for Larson. Wiener in there, Van Ort and Kramer. Van Ort takes it into the lane, floats it up and good with the right hand.
It comes to a good jump stop. He's going strong to his left, under control with the finish.
30-17, straight going one-on-one. Missed it, out of bounds, and an elite Jayhawk ball off the hands of straight.
Adam Van Ort there with a good screen out that time, keeping the Warriors off the glass.
Szabo to Wiederen. Right back it comes to Szabo. And, almost walked with it. Didn't get the call. Here's Larson in the corner for three, and he got him.
Another three out there by Mr. Larson, this time from the far corner.
Boy, that non-call on the travel really hurts Washington. 32-17, under two to play. Wills coming right with a stutter dribble. Pull up, fall away, 15-footer. No, Williams the rebound. Turns, no, but was fouled. I think they're going to get Larson.
Yeah, I think he's chopped down at the ball when LaVici Williams is trying to score. I tell you, right now, officials talking to Mr. Williams out there.
Now the officials are talking things over amongst themselves.
I think they're discussing kids out there talking a little bit, trying to get him calmed down.
They're talking about the last basket. Now, are they going to say that was a two? And they may have changed that call from a three to a two as Williams hits the first free throw. We'll have to check that at halftime.
Did they? They haven't changed it on the board yet, have they?
I think they did. Free throw number two, good for Beachy Williams. He's got four here in the game. Quickly breaking the pressure, Wiedren, 32-19. Szabo plays catch with Larson in the corner. Kramer goes cross court. On the skip pass outside the arc, Wiedren bounce up top to Van Ort. Turns, puts up the three, and all met.
All of a sudden, the three-point game's been pretty good for the Jayhawks.
Nine for Van Ort. It's 35-19 on the other end. A quick three and a pull by Wills from the near side corner.
Yeah, quick answer by the Warriors. They found a crease in the Jefferson defense.
Nine for Wills. Here's Larson for three, in and out, no. And Williams with a rebound, takes it up himself. And a reach foul called in the backcourt on Jefferson. And that's a first on Van Ort. Two more free throws coming up for the Warriors.
Washington going to the free throw line. Just keep going, going, going. The Jayhawks keep fouling out there. They keep reaching.
A lot of free throws here in this first half. LaVici Williams back on the stripe, short in the first.
Jefferson not been in the line hardly at all in comparison.
One. Warriors staying within earshot from the free throw line. Second one curls in for Williams. Here comes the Wash pressure. He'll face guard Szabo and get it into Wiedren. He'll push it up with the left-hand dribble, and stepping out of bounds is Wiedren.
Now, Ian Thomas on him, and then LaVici Williams up in it, making it very difficult. Coach Horman saying there's a hand check there You're going to call it on us. You better call it the other way.
Dawson in there. Williams, Wills, Thomas, and straight. A double straight. Breaks it. Drive and a kick out. Thomas, left side three. Front iron, no. Back tap by Washington. They get another shot at it. Thomas with a stutter dribble. Trying to break a double team and traveled with it. Turnover number nine.
Larson a little slow to get up at the end of that. He's all right, though. Went down at the end. Breaking the pressure again.
35-23. Under a minute to play here in the first half of play. We'll talk to Washington girls coach Frank Howell coming up at halftime. Have some scores for you as well. And Jefferson's going to go for the last shot. Wiedern with Williams out on him. Angles right with a crossover dribble to Kai Kramer in the corner, and he'll bring it back out top.
It's Wash. Down much further. They may hold for one. There's...
I think they are. Wash has got fouls to give here, too. Wiedern drives, almost lost it. Williams all over him. Looks for the back door. Kramer poked away. Back it comes with 12 seconds. Over to Van Oort. Puts it on the floor. Looks at the bench. He'll get it going now with 8 seconds. Van Oort, standing dribble. Double team. Splits it. Goes to the corner to Wiedern, and stepping out of bounds was Van Oort with 2.9 to go. Really didn't even hear a whistle.
No, you didn't. And all of a sudden they said, oh, he stepped out over there. So inbound 2.9. Jeff's going to pick up here. They're going to try to keep the ball in front. Wash time. They put it on the floor a couple times and get one off.
Looking. Thomas trying to get it in and had to throw it off the legs of Sabo to get a fresh five.
Coach Horman saying, is there no time when off the clock?
Inbound, here's straight. He'll pull up from one-third court, just short at the end of the first half of play. We're at halftime here at Jefferson, and our score at the break, it's the Jefferson Jayhawks 35 and the Washington Warriors 23. And we'll come back, talk halftime with you after this one-minute timeout here on KGYM Sports.
You know how well we take care of you and your business when you need new locks or a rekey, but maybe you don't realize that at John's Lock and Key, we also provide complete commercial security. Yep, alarm systems, closed-circuit TVs, and access control. You already know and trust us, so from a competitive bid to installation and excellent technical support, we'll always be here. Call us for a bid on your new business security system. John's Lock and Key, First Avenue in Cedar Rapids, protecting what matters most.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics. Since 1926, First Federal Credit Union has served the community with the knowledge and solutions that meet the changing needs of our members at every stage of their lives. Whatever your personal or financial goals, First Federal Credit Union can make your dreams a reality. Learn more about First Federal Credit Union at firstfedcu.com. First Federal Credit Union, it's possible. Member NCUA.
Back with you at halftime as the world-famous Iowa Skippers to perform here at the halftime break. 35-23, Cedar Rapids Jefferson on top of Cedar Rapids Washington. Jefferson used a couple of runs. They started off the game 6-0 and then came back with a 12-1 run to take a lead of 13. And, well, check that, a 15-point lead, and now they lead it by 12 here at the halftime break. Let's take a look at the scoring for Jefferson. They're being led by Dennis McKinney with 10 points, all from the field. 9 points for Adam Van Oort, including a three-pointer. 6 points for James Brown Jr. off the bench. Zach Larson with a nice 5-point performance off the bench, and Royshawn Webb also with five. For Washington, Keon Wills leading the way, 9 points, 6 free throws, and 1 three-pointer. LaVici Williams has five. Dallas Hobbs has four. Hunter Strait with three, and Ian Thomas with two. The bench scoring right now is 11-0 Jefferson. I've got the Warriors with 9 turnovers, Jefferson with 8 turnovers in the game. And Washington staying in it for the free throw line. They were 14-21 in the first half. And at that, for a total of 67%. And for Jefferson, one of one in the first half. And that is it. And the three-point goals, yeah, two for Jefferson and one for Washington. How about rebounding?
Oh, rebounding, we got 16 to 12. Jefferson leading this statistic, and it's Dennis McKinney and Adam Van Oort doing the majority of the damage there. Dennis McKinney with five rebounds, Adam Van Oort with four. Kane Kramer chips in with two, Royshawn Webb with one, and then they got four team rebounds. Six offensive, 10 defensive, total of 16 for the Jayhawks. Cedar Rapids, Washington, LaVinci Williams leading them with four. Hunter Street with two. Ian Thomas contributing two as well. One rebound apiece for Keon Wills, Dallas Hobbs, and Noah Dawson. Six offensive, six defensive, a total of 12 for the Warriors, Scott.
All right. We will go ahead and have you pass the headset along to Frank Howell, as he will join us here at halftime. As the boys game right now, 35-23 in favor of Jefferson. If you missed it earlier on, you missed a dandy, as Washington held off Jefferson 76-70. And a lot of people, they tuned in the third quarter, didn't think it was going to be a six-point game, but give the Jayhawks a lot of credit. They hung in there tonight.
They sure did. You know, Kennedy Dighton in particular really got it going in the second half, and we had a hard time guarding her, but fortunately we played about as well as we could play in the second quarter. I think we scored 32 points in the second quarter, and I think we had a one-point lead going into the second quarter, and that definitely was necessary because we didn't have much more room for error to spare there in the second half.
Well, that second quarter was outstanding. You mentioned 32 points. You did it offensively. You hit outside shots. You got easy layups off of steals, and that's just the way you draw it up.
Well, the kids did a really good job in the first half with our press, and did a good job of showing their hands, got a lot of deflections, and converted those steals into baskets. I was just really pleased, and you know, I wish it was that way every night.
Really nice game. Ann Visser at 16 in the first half. She didn't score as much in the second half, but well, she showed her versatility, though.
Yeah, she did a great job. She got some opportunities close to the basket, and she was also able to swing outside. And that's been one of the things that we don't have a traditional post player on this team, but sometimes that kind of helps us a little bit because then we can put five people out there that are all capable of driving the ball to the basket, passing the ball, knocking down three-point shots. And when your five-man can swing out and hit multiple three-point shots, that's something most teams can't do.
A little bit of a matchup nightmare there. And boy, Janiqua was just outstanding tonight. I don't know how many steals you guys had her for, but did it scoring, steals, and just was all over the place.
Well, she really was. I think that we had her with five steals. I think that we had her with seven assists. And Jayla Johnson, I think, played one of her better games tonight as well, and was able to get to the basket. Also somebody that caused a lot of havoc. I remember Jess Puck getting a steal right in front of you guys here near the half-court corner and going in for a layup. And we were just covering really well tonight. We did it without fouling, at least in the first half. Second half, we had a hard time not keeping them off the free throw line. But, you know, Jefferson certainly had a lot to do with that, too. Kennedy Dighton, you know, she was kind of a matchup nightmare for us in the second half.
Yeah, and your freshman did well. Sammy came in, and then Caitlin Riley hit two big threes.
Yep, I think that we had Sammy with 8 points and Caitlin Riley with six maybe. And, you know, and we just played those kids two quarters apiece, and they didn't play at the same time. So to get 14 points from just those two kids off of your bench, that definitely gave us a lift and helped us to win the game.
And you got to turn right around now tomorrow and play another ultra-athletic team in Davenport North.
Well, I tell you what, you know, if anybody wants to see a couple really, really good players, there's a couple from Davenport North that, you know, obviously one of them's already committed to Iowa, Janaea Houston, who's a junior, and already has, if you can imagine this, already has over 1,000 career points as a junior, and about, you know, just over the halfway mark of the season of her junior year with a senior year to go. And Hawk fans are really going to love her. So, you know, come out and watch us play and come watch them play too. It'll be an up and down game. Certainly was last year. Boy, they're really good. I think they've only lost two games. And they never slow it down. And, you know, But we don't much either, so it'll be pretty wild.
Yeah, and I was going to say, if you missed last year's game, that was a lot of fun.
It was. It was one of those things that I think that we were down over 20 points in the first half, and we're able to get it tied up, send it into overtime, and squeak one out at the buzzer. That'd be fine if that happens tomorrow. If it doesn't, I just hope we put our best foot forward and compete and do the best that we can, and everybody can find a way to get better.
You got to be happy with this team. 9 wins now, and they just play so hard, and you can do a lot of different things with this team.
Yeah, they're a very versatile group, and that's one of the things, too, that sit at 9-6, looking at our losses. Most of our losses have been to very good teams, and we've had competitive losses, I'd say, to some of the better teams. We lost to Linmar, Cedar Falls, Kennedy. I take a look at the Kennedy loss. Lost in overtime, but we were up 3 with 3 seconds to go. So they're number one rated team in the state. So we feel like we can compete with anybody. And it's been a good year, and we're just going to try to find a way to make it an even better year before this year gets over with.
Yeah, a lot more basketball to play, too, yet.
Absolutely, absolutely. But it's coming quick. I think that after tomorrow, then we're down to maybe just 5 regular season games before we head into the postseason.
Yep, and next week I think you guys are going to find out, and everyone will find out where you go.
Well, I heard that the bottom 3 classes find out Monday, and then I think February 1st for us. So okay. We've got to wait a little bit longer if my sources are correct.
Yeah, they're always correct, right?
Not all the time, no.
Well, Frank, congratulations. I know it's you and Jason always put on a great show. You don't always like going up head-to-head against one another, but it was fun.
Well, you certainly had a feeling that, even when we were over 20 points there in the first half, that you just kind of had a hunch that they were going to chip back into the game, and that's just kind of the way that it seems like it's been more often than not when we've gone head-to-head. And even back to the days with Larry Niemeyer, we just, whatever the records are that each team has, you just kind of throw them out because it's going to be competitive.
All right, well, congratulations, Frank, on the win tonight.
Okay, thanks, guys. Thanks for being here.
You bet. Frank Howell, head coach, the Warrior Girls. They win it earlier tonight, 76-70. Over Cedar Rapids, Jefferson, as we're at halftime of the boys' game, and it's a Jayhawk lead of 35-23 over the Washington Warriors. And I don't know if you went score searching there at halftime, Phil, or if you found anything of note.
Linmar up 74-70 with 3 minutes left over Dubuque Wallert. And the Marion boys up 34-30 over Williamsburg with about 3 minutes left in that game. North Scott Pleasant Valley, a big game down in the Quad City, Scott, down there. It's a rematch of the 4A state championship last year. Pleasant Valley 44-39, 4 minutes left in the fourth in that one as well.
City High leading Hempstead 37-31. That in the second half. That one on 107 or 106.3 FM. And if you can figure out the Kennedy Cougars, let us know. Right now, going into the fourth, they lead Cedar Falls 39-36. And that one over at Kennedy tonight going into the fourth quarter.
I'll tell you, Scott, here in this ball game, we've got an amazing statistic. I was thinking about you. 14 of 21 is what Cedar Rapids Washington was from the free throw line. Jefferson 1-1 from the line in that first half. And Jeff's still up by 12. That's amazing, Scott.
Yep, and doing it from the field, getting Washington in that first half, Phil, only had 4 made field goals. How about that?
Yeah, that's a low. I'm sure that's something that they're going to try and correct here, but their ability to put the ball on the floor, a lot of the fouls that have come from Jefferson has been on reaches when Washington's went to put the ball on the floor and dribble penetration.
Tomorrow we got Muscatine at Xavier. We'll get a chance to see Joe Wieskamp, future Hawkeye for the Muscatine Muskies. They're off to an outstanding start this year. And as Xavier, of course, off to a good start. They're up at Waterloo tonight. The standings in the Mississippi Valley Conference on the Mississippi side right now. As you've got Xavier on top at 6-1. City High at 4-3. Prairie and Waterloo East at 3-4. Waterloo East has won 4 out of 5. They're playing as well as anybody right now. Wash, Hempstead, and Waterloo West all at 2-5. And in the Valley Division, West and Linmar 6-1. Wallert and Senior 4-3. Cedar Falls 4-3. Kennedy 3-4. And the Jayhawks looking for their first win. And You got reports right now from the your social media world here that Cornell Pemsel is down and having his right knee being looked at over at Linmar, and that's not good.
No, he and Jordan Bohannon went down on a collision there, Scott, under the basket, according to Jeff Johnson from the Gazette.
And hopefully he will be up and ready to go because he's been looking good.
Yeah, when we saw him earlier this year, he looked good, moving the ball really well. Xavier Girls up 51-15 over Water Louise. After three.
And we'll have Xavier Linmar, which may be the game of the year in the Metro next Tuesday night.
That's going to be a good one. Two good ball clubs.
Doubleheader. Here we go. Jefferson with the ball to start quarter number three as everybody settles in. Van Ort, Webb, along with Green, McKinney, and Kramer in right now for Jefferson, and they all have two fouls except for Van Ort. McKinney turns right of the paint, backs his way in, goes up with a shot off the glass, off the iron, no, and the weak side rebound to Keon Wills.
Good look to start that offensive possession. Good quality shot, but couldn't convert.
Williams, nice spin move on the right block, off the glass, too strong, though. Rebound popped out, picked up by Van Ort as Green hits the deck. It'll be Kramer, a deep pull-up three, back iron, no, from about 25. And the other way we come with Washington. Thomas into the game, Keon Wills, Dallas Hobbs, LaVici Williams, and Hunter Strait. Wills tries to go down on the block with the pass, tipped away, stolen. Royshawn Webb comes away with it for the Jayhawks. Over to Kramer, pull up three from the corner, no. Van Ort had the rebound, lost it, picks it back up. And now Jefferson will set up the offense with Webb out top.
Both teams cold starting the second half of play.
McKinney back to Kramer. He'll try another three and got this one.
Third try there and knocks it down. Found the mark that time.
Kane Kramer's first points. He's 20 of 67 coming into the game tonight. And this is the biggest Jayhawk lead of the night, 38-23. Stutter dribble straight, lost his footing, and it's stolen away by Webb. Webb one-on-one, drives in, and rejected by Williams, but I think they're going to get a goaltend.
Yeah, I think so. It's a good call up there. They're talking. Looks pretty obvious to me.
I think a hit off the eye, off the board.
Yeah, that's going to be 2 points for the Jayhawks, Scott.
Boy, LaVici Williams timed that thing beautifully.
Well, yeah, now they're conversing on this, Scott. From our angle, we had a good angle back here. It was pretty clear. If they don't give it to him, what a break for the Warriors, because Jefferson, the player, hustled down, got the rebound, and put it back in.
Well, so, I tell you what, the longer the discussion goes, the more I think they're not going to call goaltending.
Well, again, I hate to say it, Scott, because we might have a different angle than what they had, but from our angle, it was pretty clear that it was good. If they're going to not give it to him, Scott, then they're going to call a jump ball, but otherwise he shouldn't blow the whistle out there. They should have let that play go on if you're not sure about it.
Bill's going to listen here. What'd they say?
They're calling it an inadvertent whistle and that the no basket, so it goes to a jump ball and it's going to be Washington basketball. Coach Horman's handling this much better than I would have if I was a coach, Scott. Of course, it helps when you're up by 15 at this point in time.
So it's going to be an inadvertent whistle. So Williams had a good block.
He did. And again, it was unfortunate because Jefferson, even if they don't blow the whistle, Jefferson was right there. They had to put back and put it in.
Here's Will circling right up top. Now drives on Webb, takes him inside, goes up with a left-hand floater and got it on the little finger roll.
Four-point swing.
11 for Keon Wills. Wash back within 13, 38-25. 2 minutes into the third. Van Ort isolated right corner. Up top to McKinney. Left of the circle. Outside the arc. Van Ort on the drive. Takes it down the baseline. Block to block pass to McKinney. Goes up with a spin move high off the glass. In and out. And Wills with the board. Wills kind of doing everything in this game for Washington. Two-man game. Bounce down low. They double down on Williams. Turns right of the lane. Nice spin move. Goes up with a leaner. Traveled with him.
He's trying to spin when he got on the block that time. And defensively, Jefferson just giving him enough room backing off. I think that's what surprised LaVici Williams, and kind of he lost his footing. He didn't get the contact out there like he thought.
38-25. Jefferson will have it off the travel. Webb going one-on-one. Drives in and got fouled as he hung with the double pumper.
I'm going to get two free throws out there as Roshan. Said it was in the act of the shot.
Hobbs picks up the foul, his second and the first of the half on the Washington Warriors. And Roshan Webb to the free throw line. 5:29 still remaining in the third. A slow-moving game tonight. Free throw good for Webb. He's got six.
A lot of basketball left here. It's a 14-point game. Chance to move it to 15, but like you said, a lot of stoppages in play.
Got them both. 40-25. 5:23. Hook pass inside. Tipped away by Valentino Green, and he hung with it. Came up with a steal.
Green, good job defensively that time, getting around the bigger defender.
Webb back to Van Ort for three. No. And McKinney goes over the top of Thomas. Drives in off the glass for two more on the right block.
Dennis McKinney doing a good job. Doing a good job finishing in the lane area.
And now after the bucket, we had some extracurriculars, and now we got another officials meeting.
Going to converse out there is what it's going to happen.
You know, we got a technical foul, I think, on McKinney. They're going to get a technical on McKinney. And that'll be his third after the shot, apparently a push. And free throws coming up. Keon Wills buries the first.
Well, Coach Horman's going to ask for an explanation. I don't know if it was a shot or if something was said. It almost had to be something was said. If it was a push, you'd think they would have just called a foul, personal foul.
Wills misses the second. A couple of finals. Iowa City West has beaten Dubuque Senior and Boys 70-56 up in Dubuque. Girls, Pleasant Valley beat North Scott 54-40.
Cedar Rapids Prairie Boys 61-57 after three. And the Marion Boys won 40-37 over Williamsburg.
And Adam Sanchez, former Washington coach, picked up his first win at Williamsburg, too, earlier.
Oh, the low-scoring affair over there.
42-26, Wills circles into the lane. Finger roll in the right hand for the finish. Wills has gotten all five of the Warrior points here in the third. He's got 14 in the game, and it's 42-28. Pass to the corner. Kramer wide open three. Front iron, no. Weak side rebound. Put back in and out by Webb, and Williams clears it for Washington. He'll bring it up himself. Williams stop and go dribble, double team. Brown just into the game with the takeaway. Brown in transition, three on two. Leads the break and scores with a right hand finish.
And all the way, coast to coast with the rebound and finishing at the other end.
I like Brown.
I do too. He plays a lot of energy out there.
44-28 and another hand check out front. That'll be on Kane Kramer.
Maybe, Scott, who's going to be able to survive to the end of this ball game? Might want to come down to the battle of attrition for the Jayhawks.
Third on Kramer, and that'll be team foul number two on Jefferson. And Thomas to put it in play. Thomas will set it up.
With every tick of the second here, Scott, the Jayhawks get a little bit closer to breaking that MVC losing streak.
Stands at 23. Wills into the lane. Tries to drop it off for Williams, who thought he was shooting. And it goes out of bounds off of Van Ort.
I'm going to stay with the Warriors. They're going to set up their baseline out of bounds play against the Jayhawk man-to-man.
Thomas inbound. They get it to Wills. Backs up to the corner. Puts up the line drive. 3-0. Rebound fought for on the weak side. Thomas gets it back and gets it off the glass for two. Gets the putback.
Backside rebounding that time on the offensive boards.
44-30. Wild shot put up by Brown. No good. Van Ort gets a tap back. Wiener into the game along with Brown, Webb, Green and Van Ort. So Jefferson pretty short here right now.
They're playing it high and wide, their offense, spreading it out. Really nobody in the low post.
Corner three, too strong by Van Ort. Straight with a rebound. Here come the Warriors on the run in transition. Stop and go move straight. Left free throw line extended. Cross court pass, Thomas. Pull up free throw line jumper. Rims in and out, no. Rebound to Brown. Goes behind the back with it. Brown, two on two. Finds Green, driving in. Layup, rimming, no. Put back, no. Third effort by Webb, and he was fouled by Thomas.
I tell you, James Brown working hard on the interior, not getting the payoff, but keeping the possession alive.
As Noah Dawson will check into the Warrior lineup for Dallas Hobbs. Three even to play.
I said it's going to be an out of bounds. No active shooting yet.
Here in the third, and a 44-30 lead for Jefferson. Inbound Van Ort. It's out to Webb, and he'll back it out. And reset the offense. Now Webb turns, drives, splits a double team all the way in. Hang shoots, scores, and it'll count a foul.
Going to his left that time, able to finish through contact. Chance for the old-fashioned three-point play.
Thomas picks up his third foul. And Webb with 9 points, looking for double figures. Averaging 8.6, and the free throw is good.
Pushes it to a 17-point margin right now.
Biggest of the night for Cedar Rapids Jefferson. They've kind of eventually drug this out a little bit. Straight's been quiet in the second half. On the drive all the way in. Left the layup short. Rebounded by Washington, though. Outlet pass to Thomas. He's doubled, and a foul on Green on a block.
Well, they've had one of the few chances, really, that Washington's been able to create second chance opportunities out there with the backside rebound, but they aren't able to convert anything really, Scott, on the offensive end. Their initial sets aren't getting them really good looks.
Green will come out with his third foul. Kane Kramer's got three, and Dennis McKinney on the bench with three. Back in the game, Zach Larson. Williams turns, looking to go one-on-one. Leaner from the heart of the lane, no. Got his own rebound, back up, in and out, no good. They fight for it in the weak side. And before the shot, foul called as Noah Dawson was battling in there for Washington.
LaVici Williams on the initial offensive rebound, then Noah Dawson again. And I think they said, what, Van Ort maybe over the back?
Yep. Inbound Williams quickly to the corner, straight for three, and he hits. And boy, did Wash need that.
Yeah, they did. Straight is a very talented offensive player. If he can get some kind of a rhythm going, groove going, that'll help immensely.
Shot no good on the other, and here comes Straight. Driving a kick out to Thomas. Circles right side of the lane. Goes off the glass of the runner, no good. Tipped off the glass by Williams. Loose on the floor, and Dawson gets it. And Wash got a timeout call. And that will be a full timeout taken by the Warriors with a minute 55 to play in the third. And the Warriors down by 14 at 47-33.
Well, they're going to talk it over there. They want to take advantage of this possession now. They burned a timeout to keep it. So you want to come out in a good offensive set, get a good look. Noah Dawson providing a little bit of a spark off the bench. You know, he's battling on the offensive rebounds. This time he was the one that was on the floor diving for that loose ball for the Washington.
As one of the volunteer assistants for Washington is Bruce Sane. And boy, we watched a few nights here with Bruce put on a show.
Yeah, we did, Scott, where he's been able to, he could light it up in his own right.
Lindmar is leading Wallert 90-87 with 16 seconds left in the game.
It's going to be Wallert's basketball.
And girls, Xavier blasted Waterloo East tonight 60-19. As Pleasant Valley also win over North Scott.
Benton boys with a big win, 87-55.
And Kennedy leading Cedar Falls late 52-48.
West High 80-38 in over senior in girls basketball.
Washington off the timeout. They kept the possession, and they'll Get it to Keon Will. Standing right-hand dribble. Circles right off the high ball screen. Driving a kick out to straight for three. Left it short for an iron. Dawson kept it alive. Out of bounds and off of a Jayhawk. As Malik Jackson checked in during that timeout.
Again, extended possessions Washington is here at the end of the third by getting out second and third chances on the offensive boards.
Inbound, Dawson. His pass into the backcourt, tipped by Brown. Boy, Brown is all over the place.
Yeah, he is. He's got a high-energy player out there. He's given everything he has. One more score, Scott. 4 minutes left in the game. Cedar Rapids Prairie 72, Waterloo West 66.
A nice win for Prairie again. Off the inbounds, Jayhawks trying to trap in the backcourt. Here's straight, breaking through it, driving in. Lost it going into the lane, out of bounds. And Wash will have it again.
Staying at this end of the floor. A lot of action down here.
1:33 remaining here in the third. Malik Jackson inbound, gets it to Wills, who's had a good night tonight for Washington with 14. Kind of kept the Warriors in it. Double team, drops it off, pick and roll underneath to Dawson, and he was fouled on the double pumper.
Well, and that's Larson. The problem Larson did there, he was in good defensive position, Scott, but as he came, he brought that arm down trying to block, and they're going to call that 9 out of 10 times.
Noah Dawson to the line. He'll get two. Free throw, a high archer right through for Dawson. That one hopefully doesn't bring snow.
They can keep that out in the East Coast, Scott.
3 for 3 on the year now for Noah Dawson. One more, also a high archer, good. He's got four. 47-35, a little pressure by the Warriors again. Wiedern back into the game, plays catch with Van Ork. Across the timeline to Larson along the near sideline. Now Jefferson will get into the offense. La pass, cross lane with it, tipped by Dawson, stolen away by Jackson. And then Jefferson came back with it. No look, bounce underneath the Van Ork for the layup.
A nice little nifty pass at the end by Roshan Webb with a little bounce pass with a good assist.
49-35, 50 seconds remaining in the third. Angling left with it, Keon Wills. Webb on him, 5 second count is on, and there it is.
And
the
Webb,
turnover.
And that's Webb, as you said, out there defending, doing a nice job, just keeping the ball in front of him.
.49-35, and LC Jefferson goes for the last shot. Webb in the backcourt called for traveling. Slipped as the Warriors applied the double team at the center stripe.
Changed his pivot foot up front. Going to get a call here with 38. Looks like a little set they're going to run right away. I don't know if they're going to go for one or not. Down 14, I think you'd want to get a quick possession, see
Williams
if you get a couple of them.
Sets a screen for straight, spins it off the glass. It'll be a chance at the three-point play, I think.
It was good. The ball went in if they give it to him.
Yep. And the foul is going to be on Brown. It's third. So Brown's got three. Kramer's got three. McKinney has three. And Green has three.
And that's a little bit of what we talked about with Hunter Strait offensively. He's talented. Good touch around the rim.
Shot no good on the free throw, and Brown got the rebound, and then did he get the timeout?
Looks like it is. They're going to
yep.
be a 30.
He saved the possession for the Jayhawks with 27.2. Now that's a pretty smart play in that situation because you're going to get save the possession, go for the last shot, and Jefferson's going to have the ball to start the fourth.
And the only thing here now is you got to inbound against the Warrior press because I'm sure Washington's going to pick up, and they caused all kinds of problems earlier with LaVici Williams on the basketball. See if that happens here again coming out of this break.
27.2 remaining in the third. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM. KGYM, Cedar Rapids. It's a big non-conference high school boys basketball matchup this Saturday afternoon on KGYM. This is Scott Unash. Join Phil Dunham this Saturday at 2 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM as the Xavier Saints host Muscatine. The Saints are rated third in the state in Class 3A and look for a win against future Hawkeye Joe Wieskamp and the Muskies. That's boys high school basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union. Muscatine at 3A, number 3 Xavier. Saturday afternoon at 2 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM, KGYF.
87. And what a week for the Lions.
A lot of action.
15 seconds to play, and there's the 5-second count on Webb as Wills was closely guarding.
Returned the favor. A little bit ago, it was Webb that did it to Wills.
Wash with a three can cut this down to single digits.
Closest they've been in a while.
10 seconds. Straight will walk it across the timeline. Stop and go dribble. Crosses over, drives in, floater good down the lane. 2 seconds to play. Webb from three-quarter court, short at the end of the third quarter. Warriors got it down to 10. After three, Jefferson 49, Cedar Rapids, Washington 39. Back in the fourth quarter. In a minute, you're listening to High School Basketball on KGYM.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics. Since 1926, First Federal Credit Union has served the community with the knowledge and solutions that meet the changing needs of our members at every stage of their lives. Whatever your personal or financial goals, First Federal Credit Union can make your dreams a reality. Learn more about First Federal Credit Union at firstfedcu.com. First Federal Credit Union, it's possible. Member NCUA.
You know how well we take care of you and your business when you need new locks or a rekey, but maybe you don't realize that at John's Lock and Key, we also provide complete commercial security. Yep, alarm systems, closed-circuit TVs, and access control. You already know and trust us, so from a competitive bid to installation and excellent technical support, we'll always be here. Call us for a bid on your new business security system. John's Lock and Key, First Avenue in Cedar Rapids, protecting what matters most.
Welcome back to Cedar Rapids Jefferson as we start the fourth quarter. The Jayhawks with a 10-point lead in this one. But Washington on a little momentum swing as we start the fourth. We welcome everyone in who listened to City High beat Hempstead 48-43 on 106.3 FM. We still have a quarter to go between Wash and Jeff. On the drive all the way in. Leaner off the glass, no good by Green. Got his own rebound. Pump fake, goes up, scores. It'll count a foul. Valentino Green stuck with it. They're going to get a chance at the three-point play. The foul will be the third on Dallas Hobbs.
And if you're the Jayhawks, you needed that play because Washington had pulled within 10. That is the closest they had been in quite a while. Big play to open the quarter here for the Jayhawks.
The big difference in this game, a 14-1 run in the second quarter by Cedar Rapids Jefferson. As a free throw, dances will not fall. McKinney with the rebound, and he was fouled on the putback.
Well, now it's time for the Jayhawks to get to the offensive glass here. It had been Washington.
And they got Hobbs again. That is his fourth. So he's got four, and Thomas with three. And Noah Dawson will come right back in for Washington. McKinney on the free throw line gets the first. Jefferson battling foul trouble, and now Washington starting to back their way into it.
16 fouls. A little confusion on who they're subbing for.
Dallas Hobbs will leave with four. So Thomas, Levici Williams, Noah Dawson, Keon Wills, and Hunter Strait for Washington. McKinney, Kramer, Royshawn Webb, Valentino Green, and Van Ord in there for Jefferson as McKinney's got 14. He nails both free throws. And a four-point mini run there by the Jayhawks in the first 30 seconds. Two-man game inside Williams. Leaner curls out, no good. Rebound back to Williams off the glass. No, tipped up, no good. And the rebound to McKinney. Leaves it for Webb. Up the right-hand boards for the Jayhawks. And now he'll reset it for Jefferson, trying to break a 23-game conference losing streak. As they come in 0-7 off an 0-16 last year. Bounce down low. Van Ort posting up. Lost it on the double team. Stolen away by Thomas. Lead pass to Williams. Drives in. Dunks it home with two hands.
Let's see if that little spark gets something going for the Warriors. Scott, sometimes plays like that get your energy level up.
53-41 off the dunk by Williams. Man-to-man for Washington. Van Ort stutter dribble and was bumped and fouled by Strait.
Yeah, only his first.
Yeah, they've been consistent on that call all night long, Scott.
1-1 now. That's the bonus. And Van Oort, a 64% free throw shooter to the line for the one and maybe. He's got 11 points tonight for the Jayhawks. Benzenese puts it up and missed it. Back heel and off, no good. They fight for the rebound. It goes out of bounds. And it will go to Washington.
Nobody able to control that one out there, but touched last by the Jayhawks.
53-41, 12-point lead. Jefferson has led most of the way here. Stutter dribble. Thomas circles right. Bounce right block. Cross-court pass to Straight for three. Missed it short. And Rayshon Webb took it away from his teammate. Climbed the ladder.
Yeah, he did. He got up high on that rebound.
Kramer doubled. They get it down low to McKinney. Left of the lane. Bounce right of the circle up top outside the arc to Webb. Van Oort puts it on the floor. And circles left, and now Jefferson will take a little time here.
Well, they're going to make Levici come out and guard Webb on the perimeter.
Webb, pull up, high archer, good with a left hand from 12.
Hey, little runner floater, he's good at it.
And an offensive foul as Hunter Straight. Nope, check that. Well, they said 33.
It was Straight, yeah.
And they did get it on Hunter Straight.
This is McKinney who took the charge, Scott, for Jefferson. He stood in there and did a nice job.
Straight getting up a little slowly, too, holding his right arm. The right forearm.
Coming out now. And they're going to bring Malik Jackson in, I believe, for Washington to take his spot.
Inbound to Webb. Little full court pressure applied by the Warriors. And Jefferson breaks it easily. Van Oort between the circles. Kane Kramer turns, couple jab steps, comes right on Malik Jackson. And shovels it back to Rayshon Webb. Off the clear out, Green goes one-on-one, drives in, hangs, puts it up, rimming no, and a foul on Dawson.
Draws the contact down at the end, gets to the free throw line. That's somebody that understands how to play against bigger kids out there, Scott. You know, bigger, taller kids. He's able to draw the contact in a way that's going to get him to the free throw line.
Well, you're an All-State linebacker. You like contact, too.
You welcome it.
And Valentino Green will go to the free throw line. And he'll have a two-shot situation here. He was fouled in the act of shooting and missed the first. Not a great free throw shooter. At 39%, he's 0 for 2 tonight.
Another Metro final. The Marion girls basketball win, 73-35 over Williamsburg.
Missed them both. Ball tipped out of bounds. Going to stay with Jefferson. They're going to say it was touched by Levici Williams, and he just picked up a technical.
I'm going to count as a personal foul on him, too, Scott.
So it'll be the second personal foul on Williams. And Jefferson will get two shots.
Kane Kramer going to shoot the free throws.
Oh, and he missed the first. Dipped in and out for the 74 percenter. Only 3 points tonight for Kane Kramer. Puts it up and got this one. And now it'll be Jefferson ball.
I get a chance to add to that 15-point margin right now.
5:40 to play, and Hobbs back in for Williams. 15-point Jefferson lead. James Brown Jr. back into the lineup for the Jayhawks. Lob pass through the backcourt, and Webb will bring it down. Angles right with a dribble, takes across the timeline against Keon Wills. Yo-yos the dribble, now splits a double team, drives in all the way, and was fouled going up on the double pump shot. And that's it for Dallas Hobbs.
He come out of the ball game with his fifth foul.
And Wash's bench is short tonight anyway, without Donovan Beard.
Yeah, so they're going to, Straight's going to come back in the ball game after he left hitting his arm on that collision at the other end of the floor. Good to see he's back in and able to play.
Hunter Straight back in. 56-41. Webb with two free throws and gets the first. And Jefferson has hung with Wash on the boards tonight. And Warriors stayed in it in the first half of the free throw line where they shot 21 free throws.
Jefferson now getting to the free throw line a little bit more this half.
Made them both, 58-41. This ties the high water mark for the Jayhawks tonight. Straight off the clear out going one-on-one and a reach foul on Brown out front. And that's a seventh on Jefferson.
Hunter Strait going to shoot the one-on-one, the one in the maybe.
That's four on Brown. And you called this could be a game of attrition.
We do have one more Metro final. Scott Cedar Rapids Prairie 85, Waterloo West 72. That is a final.
Prairie starting to play better ball.
Yeah, they got a victory over Cedar Rapids Washington. They're going to go on quite a run now. They're going to go to Ames tomorrow, I believe, and then Waterloo West tonight, and then they got to go to Dubuque on Tuesday. So
Strait gets the front end of the 1-1. High school basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union. Line driver missed the second one. Saved in by Strait, but saved it right to Valentino Green. In transition, Green all the way in. Layup short. Rebound McKinney. Back up for two.
Dennis McKinney, again, that's an effort play, chasing down that rebound, not giving up on the play in transition.
60-42, five to play, stepping back, three wills, and he hits from the right wing.
Over the top of taller Adam Van Oort.
Second triple for Wills. On the other end, they beat the pressure and get the left-hand layup from Adam Van Oort.
Beat him back in transition that time.
62-45, Van Oort now at 13. Will stop and go dribble all the way in, forcing it against a triple team, and it's swatted away from behind. It's out of bounds, and it will stay with the Warriors. Case you joined us late, our 106.3 listeners. The girls' game tonight won by Washington, 76-70 over Jefferson. And now Jefferson trying to return the favor here in the boys' game. Wills off the clear out on the drive. Leaner up, rimming good. It'll count and a foul. No, wave it off, a charge.
That was Green, who Valentino Green for the Jayhawks, who slid in front.
Boy, it looked like that was changed. And Wills picks up his second personal.
Washington going to play that full court man-to-man.
62-45, 4:20 to play, and Van Oort bumped and fouled in the backcourt by Wills.
Going to be two shots now the rest of the way.
Double bonus. 64% for Adam Van Oort, the 6'5 senior. Jefferson looking to win their second straight. They beat Davenport Central on Tuesday night.
A good Davenport Central team.
Upper division team in the MAC.
See if they can continue their improvement.
Van Oort gets the first. One more on the way right through. Two out of three from the line. He's got six and a half, 15 in the game. And it's 4:21 to play here in the game. 64-45, the lead stretches to 19. And now a trap in the half court. They break it over to Thomas for three from the top of the key, and he collects it.
Well, Strait read it right. The double team comes to him. Somebody's going to be open. He found the open jump shooter.
Green crossover dribble, left it for Webb. He's trapped at the center line, looking to get out of it. Still looking, and Jefferson will use a timeout. And a full timeout taken here with 3:59 to play by head coach Brandon Horman. And the Jayhawks up 64-48.
Horman sensing that Webb was in trouble out there, instead of creating or letting the turnover happen and let Washington get a run out, pretty heads up timeout by him.
We got Linmar beating Wallert tonight at boys basketball, 90-87. Jordan Bohannon, the beat goes on. He had 37, I believe I read, and then Cordell Pemsel had, I think, 36 tonight for Wallert. So that would be, 73 for future Hawkeyes. Up 35 and 34, I beg your pardon. 69 points for future Hawkeyes tonight in that game.
Everybody's excited about that one. They like that.
Overtime, Cedar Falls leading Kennedy in boys play, 64-62.
Yeah, the Cougars are going to battle and try to hold on to that one after leading most of the game from what we've seen. That would be a blow if they let that one get away.
Coming up tomorrow, we're going to see another Hawkeye. Joe Wieskamp, a Muscatine, as he will bring the Muskies up to take on the Xavier Saints tomorrow. That'll be on 107.5 FM at 3:30. We've got doubleheader action at 106.3 with Solon and Regina. That will get underway at 4:30. Here's a trap at the center line. Ball tipped out of bounds, and it will stay with the Jayhawks. And it'll be Van Oort inbound, and LaVici Williams will come in for Malik Jackson.
You're going to get a little housekeeping done out there, Scott. Get your shirts tucked in before they can play.
64-48. Kramer. Washington's going to try to trap after every pass. They go back door. Van Oort. Cross court to Kane Kramer. Had a wide open three but turned it down. And dribbles out of trouble. 3.5 to play. Van Oort. Stop and go dribble. Cross court to Kramer. Well, it looks like Jefferson's going to get only a layup.
They want to use that clock.
Well, better take it away. Lead pass ahead to Thomas for the layup.
Right. Turn around and press right away. See if they can create something.
64-53, 10 to play. We saw a big comeback in the girls' game that almost worked. Cross court pass stolen away. 2-on-1 break. Lead pass to Williams. Missed the dunk and then hung on the rim, and he's going to get another technical.
Yeah, he is hanging on that one there. There was pretty clear, and he tried to hang out with one hand and bring the other hand up and bring it down.
And that'll be the third on Williams.
They're going to shoot. Should be going the other end, I think, now. Kane Kramer's already getting ready to go.
We got a technical foul and hanging on the rim.
He's going to have to come out of the game, Scott.
So two technicals, right?
Yeah, he's going to have to come out. We got somebody coming in for him already. Malik Jackson coming back in the game.
And the second one was just hanging on the rim, so, but it's two technicals.
It is two. He had went for the dunk, hit the back of the rim, and came off, and he held onto it with one and tried to bring the other hand around and grab it again and put it down.
Free throws good by Kane Kramer. He's got six now. And it makes it 66-50, and Jefferson will get the ball again. It's kind of a choppy game.
Yeah, there's never been really a whole lot of time gone off, a lot of whistles.
There's a tied ball in the backcourt. Ian Thomas tied up Royshawn Webb. And it will go over to the Warriors. 2:58 to play, and if Wash is going to get something done, they need to do it in a hurry. Will stop and go dribble on the drives. In all the way, spins it off the glass and got the roll. 19 for Keon Wills. Jefferson breaking the pressure. Ian Thomas almost into our lap. I think we lost half the banner.
I think we did too. Hopefully it stays off the floor out there.
I'll never hear the end of it. Ball goes out of bounds. Jefferson will then put it into play. Bringing it up, Webb. They'll try to trap him just across the center line to McKinney. Straight comes out on Kramer. Spinning at the near side hash mark. Tries to circle through a double team. Almost lost it. Webb gets it back to McKinney. High-low look inside to Green. Hangs, puts it up. No, but he drew the foul.
Nice shot fake at the end of that time. Not going up right away where he probably would have got a shot blocked.
Noah Dawson picks up his second. And Valentino Green will have two free throws. I'm going to save the banner, Phil.
That's a nice save on your part, Scott. You get an assist.
We need some more duct tape, but we don't have any available.
Duct tape works on everything.
Free throw, no good. That was the 1-1 that time. And the rebound out of the Washington. Warriors have it. Thomas. Cross court to Wills. Holds at the left point. Starts a drive. Double teamed as he goes crossover. His screen comes out on him. Looking for some help. Dumps it up high to Dawson. And McKinney almost came away with the steal. Down low here. Straight off the glass and good. Nice spinning move.
Yeah, coming back with his left hand into the defense to finish.
66-54, under two to play. Bounce down low to McKinney, and he puts it up and in on the right block.
A little bit of action now, finally. Scott going back and forth.
18 for McKinney, 68-54. Straight goes baseline. No-look pass inside to Dawson. And it was off his hand, picked up by Jefferson, and then Dawson commits the foul.
And it's going to be McKinney, I believe, goes the other end. He's going to shoot the free throws.
McKinney with 18. This will be a one-and-one. Team foul number 8.
McKinney with a good ball game. 18 points. He's got 9 rebounds to go along with it.
Well, this is another team that you is going to give people problems. That the athleticism that the Jayhawks have.
Now, they play with the chip on their shoulder, Scott, too. They play with some tenacity out there. They're not going to back off of anybody. They want to get up after you. And Coach Horman, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of things he's going to want to correct after this ball game, but the ability to get out and compete is not one of them.
Free throw number 1 good, second one good, and that's 20 points from McKinney, who came in averaging 10.5, the leading scorer for Jefferson. Thomas quickly in the front court, fakes Jackson to the corner. Open three-pointer up short, front iron, but the weak side board to Dawson. Back out Wills, his triple try, no, and McKinney lost it out of bounds. 70-54, 128 to play. And Cedar Falls came from behind, tied it at the end, and beat Kennedy. 73-66. That's a tough loss for the Cougars tonight. Thomas circles left, takes it down the lane, lost it going up on the double pumper, out of bounds, but last touch by Van Oort. And Thomas a little slow to get up.
Going to stay with Cedar Rapids, Washington. Baseline out of bounds. You can kind of see it in the body language out there, Scott, right now. It's going, the Warriors kind of maybe conceding this one here.
And McKinney picks up the foul, and that's his fourth on Wills' circle into the lane.
Took a shoulder right to the chest there.
Now the bench has got him for 5. I only had it for 4.
And that's what Coach Horman had down there, too. They only had him for 4 as well. We'll check right to my left here. The wash bench book only had him for 4, too.
But the home is the official one. Grant Wiederin will check in for Dennis McKinney, who fouls out with 20 points tonight.
9 rebounds. Great effort by him.
Fouls out with a minute 15 to play. Wills on the line with a couple more free throws and sinks the first.
So the Jayhawks become quite a bit smaller with that substitution with Grant Wiederin coming in. But, you know, you would hope up by 15 here with a minute 55 or minute 15 that'll be enough.
Keon Wills with 20, make it 21. Here comes the Washington pressure, 70-56. Minute 15 to play. Van Oort looking, can't get it in. Going to have to burn a timeout.
And they can set their pressure against that inbounds. Washington's had a lot of success getting a lot of pressure on the basketball.
Minute 15 to play. We'll take a 30-second timeout. It's Jefferson 70 and Washington 56. Back in 30 seconds here on KGYM.
No lizard or TV personality or bespectacled professor. No stage, no set, no facade. Insurance isn't entertainment. It's something you need to keep a bad thing from turning into a worse thing. That doesn't mean it has to be all stone-faced and serious. It can come with a kind, smart person who answers the phone or an email or even comes to your home when you need them. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. A real one. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com.
We are back here at Jefferson with the final minute 15. 70-56 lead for the Jayhawks. As Jefferson will break the huddle here. Washington has brought out Wills, Jackson, Strait, Thomas, and Dawson. And for Jefferson, Webb, Brown, Wiederin, Kramer, and Van Oort. So 4 guards in there, along with a good free throw shooter and 6'5", Adam Van Oort. Brown looking to get it in.
looking and lobs it over the head of Van Orp, but picked up by Webb on the run. He'll take it in, and he got fouled by Thomas. And Thomas thought he got all ball, but he got him on the arm.
Gonna be two free throws. That was a good play by Webb, understanding, chasing that down, running to the other end. Not a bad play on the inbounds. Throw it back over across the timeline. If nothing else, you know, Washington's gonna have to retrieve it, then bring it back down, and your defense can be set instead of trying to throw it in on the along the baseline.
Free throw is good for Webb. He is 6 of, make it 7 of 7 tonight from the line for Roishon Webb. 15-point performance, make it 16. Just outstanding. 1:10 to play, Wash with the ball, down 16. Coming off the screen, pull-up jumper from 15, rattles in for Hunter straight. And the Warriors will use a timeout. And that's a full timeout with 1:05 to play in the game. As Xavier boys got a road win tonight, and they will take that into a 10-2 record into the game with Muscatine coming up tomorrow. As we'll have that for you at 3:30 tomorrow on 107.5 FM. 106.3 FM, you will get the doubleheader between Regina and Solon from the Regina gym. And that will come your way at 4:30 tomorrow on the South Gym, 106.3 FM.
Be interesting, Scott, to get over there and see another MVC MAC matchup. We've got a lot of them going on as of late. Usually they happen early in the year. You don't see as many of them in the middle of January like we've seen so
far. Did you like to play your non-conference games early?
I did, Scott. I like to get them going. And then once you get into a little bit of a rhythm at the back end and you're familiar with teams, play those conference games. Plus, you know, they built in a break for you in the conference play where you could have a little time to rest and heal people up later in the year.
Double teaming in the backcourt. Roishon Webb going to have to hurry. And did he get it over? Well, he did. And he was also fouled as Keon Wills got him from behind. Fourth on Wills. 56.2 to go. Warriors down 14. And they send Roishon Webb to the line. And he's been perfect tonight.
It's going to be a matter if they can make some free throws here, Scott. Hold on to this one.
Tell you what, Webb does not look like a 60% shooter. That's going to go way up.
You remember him, Scott, last year when he came in the ball? And he's grown. He's gotten stronger. He's improved.
6'1 junior, got them both. Perfect at the line. 10 for 10. 74-58, 52 seconds to play here in the game. Straight goes behind the back of the dribble. Drive, kick to the corner. Jackson, three-pointer, no. Weak side, Van Ork gets the rebound for the Jayhawks. And will Washington keep fouling here? Up ahead to Brown. James holds along the sideline, and a couple Jayhawks almost fight for the ball. 32 seconds to play, and Wills will foul. And that's it for Wills.
Wills will come out of the ball game.
30 seconds to play, fouls out. 21 points.
Like who? Christian Beard in the ball game.
He'll come in for the Warriors of Washington. And Webb with a couple more free throws, and it looks like he could stay there all day. Got that one.
Smooth southpaw up there.
75-58, 30 seconds to play. One more, and got this one. He's going to be one of the best point guards, already is, but going to be one of the better ones in this conference next year. Spin move left to the lane, straight drops it off for Jackson. Driving layup good.
There's another nice one out there, Hunter Strait. Youngster out there, he got phenomenal court vision.
76-60, 12 seconds to play, and here's a steal by Strait. He'll take it in all the way and score off the turnover, but the streak is going to come to an end.
We're going to have a happy bunch of Jayhawks out there, Scott.
76-62, Jefferson breaks their 23-game conference losing streak against crosstown rival Washington in this one here tonight. We'll take a break and come back and wrap it up We get to the post game from the Jefferson Gym after this. You're listening to High School Basketball on KGYM.
Mind blown. This is Gigability. Internet at the speed of now. Exclusively from I'm On Communications. Gigability, with internet speeds up to 1 gig, gives you the freedom to play, surf, stream, or binge watch your way. No matter how many devices your family has firing at once, I'm On Gigability has you covered. Get gigified. Visit imon.net/gigability or call 298-6484 to sign up today. I'm On Gigability is now available in residential fiber to the home areas of Cedar Rapids, Marion, and Hiawatha.
It's a big non-conference high school boys basketball matchup this Saturday afternoon on KGYM. This is Scott Unash. Join Phil Dunamy this Saturday at 2 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM as the Xavier Saints host Muscatine. The Saints are rated third in the state in Class 3A and look for a win against future Hawkeye Joe Wieskamp and the Muskies. That's boys high school basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union. Muscatine at 3A, number 3 Xavier. Saturday afternoon at 2 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM, KGYM. We are back here at Cedar Rapids Jefferson as the Jayhawks beat the Washington Warriors tonight by a score of 76-62. And just a good all-around performance tonight by Cedar Rapids Jefferson.
Yeah, it was. And they did a lot of good things out there. Number one, I thought they played very, very hard. Played with a lot of intensity and played with some excitement and enthusiasm out there. It was a team that you could tell was hungry to get this victory from the get-go. Wasn't always the prettiest action out there, Scott. I think they'll be the first to admit to you that there's definitely some rough edges out there, but the will is there, and they do some good things on the defensive end. And, boy, they just got some kids that stick their nose in there, and they're not going to back off.
Jayhawks go to 5-9 on the year now, 1-7 in the conference. Washington drops to 5-7, and the Warriors drop to 2-6 in league play. Let's take a look at the final numbers of this one. Scoring tonight for Jefferson, they had three in double figures, two tying with team and game highs. That would be Dennis McKinney, the 6'4 senior, had 20 points, 10 in the first half, 10 in the second half, 8 field goals, and 4 free throws for a total of 20. Royshawn Webb had 20 points tonight. Mainly did it from the free throw line, where he was 12 for 12 in the ball game to go along with 4 field goals and ended up with 20. Adam Van Oort, the 6'5 senior, had 15 points, including a 3-point goal. James Brown Jr. off the bench provided a spark. He ended up with 8 points, 6 points for Kane Kramer tonight. Zach Larson had a nice run off the bench with 5. And Valentino Green chipped in with 2 for the Jayhawks 76. For the Washington Warriors, they were led by Keon Wills with the team and game high 21 points tonight. Had a couple of 3-pointers go along with 3 field goals and 9 free throws. 17 points, also double figures. Hunter Strait, 14 of those coming in the second half. 9 points for Ian Thomas in the game. LaVici Williams had 7 points. 4 points for Dallas Hobbs. Noah Dawson off the bench with 2, and Malik Jackson with 2 off the Warrior bench. Washington with 17 turnovers. Unofficially, Jefferson with 14. I had the bench scoring Jefferson 13-4 in this one here tonight, and I'm going to have to get an abacus and a calculator to put get free throws together, so I'll do that as you give the rebounding.
Abacus, you don't hear that word every day, Scott. That's why you're the journalism major.
I'm bringing it out.
There you go. So we'll go through this rebounding here, Scott. Cedar Rapids Jefferson wins the rebounding battle 33-28, and again, that's a testament to just a great all-around effort by the Jayhawks. The individual rebounding for Jefferson, Dennis McKinney with 9, Adam Van Oort with 8, and right behind them, Royshawn Webb, point guard, with 4 rebounds, 3 for James Brown Jr., 2 rebounds apiece for Valentino Green as well as Kane Kramer. 5 dead ball rebounds for the Jayhawks, 15 offensive, 18 defensive, total of 33 for Jefferson. For Cedar Rapids, Washington, LaVici Williams leads him with 7, 5 rebounds for Noah Dawson off the bench, 4 apiece for Hunter Strait as well as Ian Thomas. Keon Wills contributing with 3 and Dallas Hobbs with 1. 15 offensive, 13 defensive, 28 total for Cedar Rapids, Washington, Scott. So Jayhawks win rebounding by a plus five margin.
And I think our next guest is going to like that a whole lot. That's the head coach of the Jefferson Jayhawks, Brandon Horman, joining us here courtside after this victory as Jefferson gets it 76-62. And boy, the streak's dead. I think you guys, just from just your mental picture coming into this one, I think you had a chance tonight, and then the guys' confidence level just kept growing and growing.
It did. So proud of the boys, the way they've just continued to fight all year long. We've lost some close ones. We've got four losses by combined 7 points, and they just fought and fought and fought. And their resilience showed tonight, and they took care of business. 23 consecutive losses in the MVC. It's a tough league, but we've made some things tougher on ourselves than we needed to in the past. But this was a nice one to get off our backs. Tuesday night was nice, but this one feels a little bit better.
Got some things going. Like you said, they've been close. 1 point loss to Senior, 3 point loss to Cedar Falls. Close games up and down the line. You got a good team on Tuesday night at Davenport Central, and looked like everything just kept gelling and going from Tuesday to Friday.
It did, and we practiced. We came out Wednesday. We were a little flat, but we had a tremendous practice yesterday. The boys were focused. They knew what we wanted to do with our game plan, and they came out and executed as well as I could have asked from them tonight. So very, very pleased.
Got into some foul trouble early, but despite that, your starters were in there, and they scored, and then you got them out in the back half of the second quarter, and the reserves came in and did a nice job.
We did. Our whole team is just great. They were ready to go tonight, all the guys in uniform. Zach Larson came in and gave us a nice little spark there in the second quarter with a lot of our starters out, hit a couple big threes. And he's a great shooter, and he got those. He got them in rhythm, and he just kept us going forward offensively. We became a little stagnant, but he kept us right there.
And your bench came through. James Brown was outstanding. I know you missed him the other night, but he made up for it tonight.
He did. Very, very happy for him. He's stuck with it through the 4 years here, and he's a great kid who battles hard, and he's being rewarded right now for his hard work.
Hey, Coach, two things I was very impressed with tonight from your team. Number one, the effort. I thought it was phenomenal the entire ball game. And then their composure. When things look like, hey, you know, Wash makes a little bit of run, some things going a little bit sideways out there, they never got rattled.
They did, and when I talked to them in timeouts, when we talked prepping for the game, we've been in these situations before. And we up at Clinton, we had a 10-point lead our first game of the season. That's what we had going in the fourth quarter tonight, and we talked about that in between quarters, but we've been here before, but we are a much different team right now than we were December 1st, and they believe it now. They know it, they believe it. They've seen, especially this last week, that we're closer than we think we are, but we've still got a long ways to go yet here with to be playing our best basketball in the middle of February.
Yep, and we'll talk more tomorrow morning. We're going to let you talk to Jeff from the Gazette. And enjoy it, though, for a while anyway. Wallert next Tuesday, and they're going to be an unhappy bunch of Golden Eagles as they lost 90-87 tonight. So, but you go on the road to Dubuque, see what happens.
Yep, that's right. We got a tough schedule next week with Wallert and Linmar, but I think the boys are ready for it. They're showing it every night right now.
Well, congratulations. We'll see you tomorrow morning.
All right, thank you, guys. Appreciate it very much.
Good job, Coach.
Brandon Orman, head coach of the Jefferson Jayhawks. We're going to talk with him tomorrow morning on the Coach's Corner program as Jefferson wins at 76-62. They break that 23-game losing streak in the Mississippi Valley Conference. And this is a nice all-around effort tonight for the Jayhawks.
It is, Scott. And you know, one of the things, too, I was expecting, you know, this bunch of Jayhawks jumping around after that victory out there in the court and all that. But, hey, just another victory. They're probably celebrating in the locker room in there. But business-like, they want to get better at the end of as this year goes on.
Now, there were smiles. There were smiles all around. Don't get us wrong. Maybe doing it against Washington maybe feels that much better, too.
Yeah, it may. And like you said, they may just be trying to get better, can keep going one step at a time. But they got some nice pieces there that they can work with.
Yeah, so Jefferson now 5-9 on the year, 1-7 in the conference. Washington, the Warriors dropped to 5-7 and 2-6. And it was a pretty even Steven game throughout the first quarter, but then the big run, that 14-1 run, and that's what put it away tonight. And Wash got close on a couple of occasions and just couldn't really kick the door down.
No, they couldn't. And some of that was their offense just not able to get going, and they had some inept turnovers at different times, where inopportune turnovers at times, where just trying to get into their offense and that sort of stuff. And what we've seen before, they get a lot of offensive rebounds, but they can't convert on them, and that's got to be a little bit frustrating.
Yep, and the Warriors fall to 5-7, and they will be at home tomorrow. They host Des Moines Roosevelt, the Rough Riders, and that will be over at the Warrior Gym in a non-conference affair. So we'll see if they can get back and get the ship righted after this loss here this evening. But I want to remind everybody, before we go, we've got high school basketball coming up tomorrow for you on 107.5 FM, the North Gym, at 3:30 tomorrow from the Ron Thillen Gymnasium. Xavier, they were a winner tonight against Waterloo East up at Fred J. Miller Gymnasium. They will take on the Muscatine Muskies and Joe Wieskamp, the future Hawkeye. You get a chance to see him tomorrow. I'm looking forward to that.
Former Hawkeye coaching the Xavier Saints.
Ryan Lersman, of course.
We're matching wits out there. So, and Brandon Welsh from Muscatine. He was he walk-on down there?
Yep.
He was one of
the great teamers.
Yeah, he was.
And, I believe.
He was a good Muscatine player, too. So a little bit interesting. I know him from the way back in AAU days. It'll be good to catch up with him.
Yep, so that'll be tomorrow over at Xavier. 107.5 FM will have it, and that will be at 3:30. Then on 106.3 FM, the South Gym tomorrow. It'll be doubleheader action beginning at 4:30, as it will be the Solon Spartans taking on Iowa City Regina in their backyard neighborly rivalry. And that doubleheader gets underway at 4:30 tomorrow on 106.3 FM. We got Coach's Corner tomorrow morning coming your way at 9 o'clock. A lot of Jayhawk Columbia Blue tomorrow. We're going to talk wrestling with the two co-coaches, Dick Briggs and Matt Orton. By the way, look at Coach Briggs up there. He's got a broom. He's getting the bleachers ready to go because they've got to put the mats out for the big John Hegarty JV duels tomorrow.
I'm getting a little nervous, Scott. They might ask you to do a celebrity match out there and go take
that will
somebody.
Not happen. And no one wants to see it. But we'll talk Jefferson wrestling tomorrow, and then Brandon Horman's going to join us, talk Jefferson boys basketball coming up tomorrow. That will be at 9 o'clock right here on KGYN. Phil, after that, then on Tuesday night, doubleheader Xavier and Linmar. That boys game is going to be outstanding.
Two teams playing very, very well right now. Looking forward to that one.
So that's the way our schedule looks coming up in the next few days. Want to thank David Schulte back in the studio for all his help. Thanks to Chris Deem, the athletic director here at Jefferson High School, for all his help. Big thanks to all our sports-minded boosters. And, of course, a big thanks to everybody for tuning in to the broadcast. Phil, have a great weekend, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Looking forward to it, Scott.
All right, that's going to wrap things up. For both Steve Dozier and Phil Dunn, Scott Unash saying so long. Hope you enjoyed our doubleheader tonight. And the final scores, the first of the two battles between West Side and East Side in the girls' game. It was Cedar Rapids, Washington over Cedar Rapids, Jefferson, 76-70. And in the boys' game, it was Cedar Rapids, Jefferson over the Washington Warriors, 76-62. You've been listening to a sports presentation of KGYM. And so long from Cedar Rapids, Jefferson.